You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. In recent episodes here on the Guided Collective podcast, we've been exploring some of the technical differences between spiritual terms that I've often seen and heard used interchangeably. So in today's episode, I want us to explore the difference between our higher self and our soul. Often people confuse or conflate these two things, but I believe there is a difference between your higher self and your soul. So if you've felt confused about when to call on your higher self or when to call on your soul, or whether to call on which part, which version of you in meditation or journaling or oracle cards, then this episode is going to help you. And hopefully it will help you feel much clearer and confident about which non-physical beings you are actually connecting with, what they want you to know, and therefore you're going to be a lot clearer on the guidance you're receiving and what to do with it. So let's start by actually answering the question, are your soul and your higher self the same thing? And my short answer is no. Your soul and your higher self are not the same thing. And I have seen many, many people, myself included, some years ago, use these terms interchangeably. On a technicality, there is indeed a difference between your higher self and your soul. And so to put this in the simplest of terms, the difference between your higher self and your soul is this. Your higher self oversees your highest potential in this particular lifetime, while your soul is the part of you growing and evolving lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Of course, your soul's experience in this lifetime is important, but there is a slight difference in the role of the higher self and the soul. So let's take a bit of a deeper look at this, first by looking at who or what is your higher self. So I do see the higher self as perhaps one of the members of your spiritual support team or SST. And as such, they're a source of higher guidance. And I explained the difference between inner and higher guidance in the previous episode. So you might want to go back and listen to that maybe after you've finished this episode. But I thought the best way to do this is to share with you a slightly abridged excerpt from my first book, You Already Know, where I describe the higher self. While your SST is a wonderful group of high vibrational counselors and advisors, they are not the same as your higher self. In fact, your higher self is a member of your spiritual support team. So your SST are non-physical beings who are assigned to your soul's growth and development. Your higher self is quite different. It's not necessarily assigned to oversee the growth and development of your soul, but your highest potential in this particular lifetime. Your higher self is you from this lifetime, but on a much higher dimension than this earthly plane. So I think of my higher self as the highest, truest, purest, energetic version of me without the baggage of the earthly dimension. Your higher self is not your physical, mental, or emotional self, nor is it your stories, your past, your present, or future. It is not defined by personality or experience in this lifetime. In fact, it is a higher part of you, unrelated to the earthly, humanly stuff of life. You can recognize your higher self as a pure, loving, non-judgmental, and unlimited being, quite different to the personality or thinking self, but separate again from other members of your SST and separate from your soul. So, just as the higher self doesn't have the baggage or heavier three-dimensional effects of the human self, it also doesn't carry the karma of accumulated lifetimes, which your soul does. So there is a distinction between your higher self and soul. We can think of the higher self as an aspect or expression of the soul, but not the soul itself. You can communicate directly with your higher self when the time is right. And as you familiarize yourself with your true self, you are really starting to access your higher self. So let's then look at who or what your soul is. And again, the explanation I'm about to share with you is an extract from my first book, you already know. The soul is the aspect of us that has incarnated across extended timeline of lifetimes, linking us to these multiple lifetimes, while our higher self is linked only to this lifetime. Our soul is the part of us coming to Earth to explore, learn, and grow in accordance with our soul's blueprint. The soul has accumulated lifetimes of experiences, lessons, relationships, as well as having gathered many gifts and talents. So as the soul incarnates, it chooses which of these will be brought forward into this particular lifetime. Now, each of us was sent forth from the same source, or I guess an oversoul. And from this, we are all born forth from this, yet we are separate in what we are sent forth to experience on behalf of the oversoul or source. Our soul takes on a human form, so my soul chose me to be Helen Jacobs. As Helen, I have a higher self, and that is me on a higher dimension, as well as my soul, who has lived in lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. I've actually clairvoyantly seen a number of these lifetimes and the accumulation of the lessons and experiences, the gifts, all those experiences that have fed into this particular lifetime in various ways. Our spiritual support team then works to remind the soul of its task this time around. We can work with our SST, our soul, our higher self to gather information to help us in this human form. So, perhaps the question then becomes, should you be connecting with your soul or your higher self? And frankly, that's up to you. And perhaps it will depend on the nature of the guidance that you are seeking. Both your higher self and your soul offer a form of higher guidance, but from different perspectives. And so just a reminder, if you wanted to go back in your podcast app and listen to the previous episode on the difference between inner and higher guidance. So the perspective of your higher self, of course, is about this particular lifetime and choices and decisions or understanding yourself in this lifetime, whereas your soul may be called upon when you are wanting to really ascertain your soul's development, your soul's gifts, etc. So, work with your higher self for insight into your human self in this lifetime. So this is the highest version of you. It's also, I guess we could describe it as a little more practical or geared towards your human pathway, your human talents, your human skills, your human interests in this lifetime. It's also going to be interested in how your soul expresses itself in this lifetime. Your soul, though, is more interested in the bigger picture of your soul's development, your soul's blueprint, your soulmates, karma, etc. So because your soul has had most likely many previous lifetimes and will likely lead many more, you would connect with it when you're interested in your development at the highest level. So when you do connect with your soul, it isn't necessarily as interested in the minor detail of human life. So there are a few ways that you can connect with each. There is a Meet Your Higher Self meditation on my website. And I guess if you want to connect with your soul, you can do that also through meditation. It may be that you have someone help you access the Akashic records, or you could work with your own blueprint spirit guides, or even have a past life regression. And I can highly recommend my friend Rachel Creather, who does hypnosis and sometimes the past life will come up, or even the life between your lives comes up. So I'll add a link in the show notes to Rachel. One other way of thinking about whether you should be connecting with your soul or your higher self is this is a two-way communication, and often the teacher will appear when the student is ready. And so you may find that despite your deepest desires at a human level to connect with your soul in a certain way, your soul may wait you out. Not because it's trying to be difficult, but it can sometimes require a certain level of understanding or openness or healing to have taken place, particularly if you want a sustained line of communication with your soul. Generally speaking, it is easier to connect with your higher self, or to even have your higher self or other spiritual support team members relay information on behalf of your soul. There is no need to get too caught up on which being you are connecting with. At the end of the day, if you feel safe and protected and grounded, and there is higher guidance and wisdom that comes through, and you trust it, then you can act on what you've received. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.